On the 14th of August, 1903, 2 hours and 45 minutes before being killed by a virtually stationary motor car, my great-grandfather made a discovery that promised to shake the world to its foundations. Ottokar Gottfriedenstulla, father of two, amateur physicist, pickler by trade, had spent the morning in his laboratory at a converted brining room directly beneath the Hauptplatz of Znojmo, Moravia, the pickle capital of the Habsburg Empire, and was about to lock up for the afternoon when something about the arrangement of objects on a workbench caught his eye. According to his notes, he spent the better part of a quarter hour perfectly motionless, his right hand still cradling his keys, staring over his left shoulder at the spatial dynamics between a crucible, a brining jar, and a slowly desiccating winter pear. A jarring, insistent noise, which he eventually identified as the jangling of his key ring, brought him out of his bedazzlement, and he approached the workbench with a trembling step. By the time he'd cleared a space on his perennially cluttered desk, pinched his pince-nez into place, and dug his notebook out from under a heap of cherry pits, the first crude attempt at a theory was already coalescing in his brain. He lowered himself to the bench, taking great care not to tip it over, and in a matter of minutes wrote the entry, less than half a page of tilting courant script, that would trouble the dreams of his descendants for the next 100 years. The town my great-grandfather spent his life in, Znaim to the Germanic ruling class, Znojmo to the Czechs, was a pretty little imperial backwater, prosperous and unpretentious, known for its views of the Dija River, its world-famous gherkins, and not a thing besides. A postcard from the year of Ottokar's death combines these twin distinctions into one tidy package. Entitled A Visit to Znaim, the postcard depicts a portly businessman in a bowler hat, happily suspended in midair above the Dija, with the town square glowing rosily in the background. Pickles peek out of his pockets, and he brandishes a brining brush in his right hand like a riding crop. His flight seems to have been made possible by the gargantuan, midnight green, unapologetically phallic gherkin that he straddles like some suicidal gaucho. A poem at the bottom left-hand corner does nothing at all to explain the situation, though it does seem strangely relevant to my great-grandfather's brief, quixotic life. A gherkin from the land of Znaim is mightier than the hand of time. Its savory brine, at first so sour, grows sweeter with each passing hour. Znojmo's only other claim to a place in history, oddly enough, is even more closely aligned with poor Ottokar's fate. From 1730 until 1765, the town was home to Václav Prokov Divis, a Catholic priest and occasional epileptic who had both the great distinction and spectacularly bad luck of inventing the lightning rod at exactly the same time as Benjamin Franklin. Divis died a pauper's death in his cottage on Chichinskaya Street, forgotten by the scientific world. Franklin got his fat face on the $100 bill. There's a lesson in that, about the disadvantages of being Czech, if nothing else, but my great-grandfather opted to ignore it.